listening to this podcast right now. Do you want to hear a fucking podcast about anything and everything?
Yeah.
Like movies, music, television, and more?
Oh my God.
Well, you've come to the right place.
Yes.
Subscribe to Journey Into Comics Network, and you get Podcastrophe, hosted by me,
yes.
Dick. Why not throw a couple bucks to the Patreon? It's your choice. Yeah. This is a Podcastrophe.
That sounds so awesome.
The following is a Journey Into Comics Network production.
Good evening. It's time for Brews with Dudes. Hello there, everyone. I'm Nick Maxson, your host. I am joined once again by the illustrious Dr. Dongo. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, pal?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm feeling pretty saucome.
Yeah.
Austin Hill is joining us one more time.
Yo.
Just one more time.
Yeah, this Never is the last again. One for him. Never again. Episode 3, final for Austin.
That's when the show dies.
It's been decided on by Austin that we're going to start the night off with some sex and candy. Because there are many ways you can view sex and candy as trick and treats. Because this is a special Halloween edition of Brews with Dudes. It's probably going to be another week and a half or so before anybody's going to see this. So Halloween's going to seem like a long ways away, but it's still near and dear in our hearts. I think we all spent a very good Halloween weekend.
Yeah, I had a pretty good Halloween weekend. Lots and lots of Halloweenus. Halloweenus.
Yeah. Halloweenus.
Yes.
Now that is a good band name.
Halloweenus.
We are Halloweenus. Dun, 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 dun.
It's pretty good stuff, I think.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's hard to say if that's a good band title or just song title.
Either or. Let's crack into these. Crack into these cold ones, boys.
Oh, yes. I already like the color of this one.
Me too. Austin, do you want to give us a quick rundown of what we're looking at here?
This is Sex and Candy by 18th Street Brewery.
It's Marcy Playground.
India Pale Ale.
Oh, the beer.
There is not much to say about this on the can. It's just pretty much a...
Yeah, there's really not much to say on the can, except...
There's a bunch of handcuffs and candies, and...
So this is supposed to be kind of a...
Is this a couple's beer?
I guess. I guess we're all expected to tie each other up when we're done with this, so...
I mean, what would this be? I mean, I've heard of a devil's tricycle with two guys, one girl, but this is just three dudes.
I think this is just gay.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It's a triple Dutch rudder.
Wow.
Oh.
We're definitely going to get down the creek with the three of us.
You know you're holding yours, you just don't know who's rowing.
Wow. So that is a new record. The third episode in, we're diving right in with the dick and gay jokes.
Yes. So that's a...
Damn it.
That's a nice flavor.
It
goes down easy.
It goes down really easy.
It's like a candy IPA.
Yeah. Sex and candy. I agree. It's very, it's got a really sweet, like once it hits the back of your throat, it's really sweet.
It's very smooth too. It goes down very, very nicely.
Can I get a juicy rating?
Let's see. On a scale of 1 to juicy. We'll give it a solid 7.5, I think. 7.5, 8. Pretty juicy. It's a little hazy. Slightly hazy. Definitely can't see through it. It's got a good orangey, kind of a golden color.
The citra hops are very forward in this one.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm digging the hell out of this one.
I like it.
So, Austin, how was your Halloween weekend?
My Halloween weekend was quite fantastic.
Did you clown out again?
Beelzebubbles did make another appearance, and he cream pied a trio of dwarves.
I heard about this.
There was cream pie everywhere. It was all over the walls, all over the floor, all over some of the spectators, I believe, as well.
All over their instruments. It was sticky.
It was quite the sticky situation.
I believe they had it coming.
They did. They did have it coming. I believe a little blood was involved, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds painful.
It can't always go right.
No. That went very right.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure did. That being said, fuck off, dwarf. Don't mess with us.
We'll Doom room or you. Die. Doom room or die.
I missed that part. I left too early.
God damn it. It was pretty late. I think we were running awfully behind that night.
Yeah. I was just ready. I was done.
It happens.
It bummed me out because I really wanted to stay for Sarcophagy.
They killed it, as per usual.
Really? Yeah. Limb Splitter was fucking sick.
Yes, they were. Drove the 5-some hours from Ohio to get down with us. Isis is struggling up onto the couch.
Yeah. She's all Halloweened out tonight with a
nice little skeleton vest. Not vest, but a sweater.
Yep. Little sweater vest.
She almost took out a microphone with her.
She tried.
She tried.
She is not graceful.
Oh, where did you get this?
I actually found this. I was up north, actually, in towards Fort Wayne on 24, heading towards Fort Wayne. Heading to the Black Dahlia Sarcophagy, or not Sarcophagy, Black Dahlia Murder and Suffocation show a few weeks back.
Very nice.
And there's quite the nice liquor store there with a huge assortment of beers, and I picked it up there.
Very, very nice choice. I like it. I like it a lot.
18th Street's one of my favorites. They've got the juice on hold. They really know how to... They really know how to bring the juice. I went up there, maybe a month ago for a show, and ended up leaving with 4 different kinds of beers, I think. Just loaded up. Rise of the Angels. I got some of the Sex and Candy. Goodness, there's just so many. I already forget the other ones I had. But they really kill the IPAs. We also went up a couple months ago for what is called the Barrel Massacre.
Yes.
Which was just... They had, what was it? I felt like they had more than 10 that you could drink and try there, and then you were able to take home 5 or 6 with you.
Yeah, we had
all barrel-aged monster stout beers.
Except for that Russian Imperial.
And then there was a sour, too, I think.
The sour was barrel-aged.
It was still, yeah, they were all barrel-aged because it was the Barrel Massacre. Mostly stouts, then there was the Russian Imperial, and then there was at least one sour. And we loaded up. We spent a lot of money that day on beer. But we walked out like kids walking out of the candy shop. We're like,
kids walking out of a candy shop, they just unloaded.
Yeah, it was great. Leave my elbow alone, Isis.
How was the Black Dahlia show?
It was actually awesome. It was really good.
Despite not being a band that I'm super into, I've always wanted to see them live. That's where they really shine from what I hear.
It was my second time seeing them live. The first time was actually at the Emerson in Indy.
Go figure.
Last May, a year ago May, I saw them headline with Disentombed and Fallujah.
Yeah, I remember that show. I remember it being advertised.
That was a pretty sweet show.
I remember Voight talking shit about Black Dahlia that night. I didn't think it was Black Dahlia. I think he was talking shit about one of the guys in particular for being some kind of dickhead. I like Fallujah. You mentioned seeing Fallujah?
Fallujah was great. I was just picked up their newest album right about a month before that show, and I was really digging it. And I didn't know they were on that ticket. I just knew it was Black Dahlia and Disentombed. And Disentombed is one of my favorite brutal death metal bands, and
I think I've heard a few tracks of theirs.
They killed it.
I think I've heard a few tracks of theirs. Yeah, I've heard them. They're pretty fucking awesome.
I saw Fallujah open up for Devin Townsend Project and Between the Buried and Me.
When was that? That sounds like it was rather recent.
It was this a year ago.
Okay, yeah.
So at the House of Blues in Chicago.
Nice. This most recent Black Dahlia murder show was very good. It was up at Pierre's in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and which actually is a very good venue to catch live acts at. Very good.
I've only been there once, but I enjoyed it. Had great sound.
I've not been there, but I've heard great things about it.
And then the new frontman for Suffocation was on point. Like, it's if you're an old school Suffocation fan, you're gonna enjoy this guy with his vocals and him leading. It's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a another band there. I just caught the tail end of their set. I caught the last 3.5-4 songs of their set called Necrot. They were some good old school death metal guys.
Sweet. I love that this is a beer podcast, but we always talk metal.
It's an easy way to,
and then
to
we talk
transition.
Metal.
Yeah.
Then we talk metal on Podcastrophy.
With a little bit of...
And then there's been some metal on Journey into Comics.
We're permeating the network
with
metal talk.
Metal is... Yeah.
We'll touch on some other subjects that also fit other Journey into Comics themes. Perhaps, I'm sure. There's lots of...
I didn't know if maybe you had something in mind.
I did hear something about a new Star Wars trailer being released today, but I did not see it.
Today?
I heard today.
I have not heard anything about that, but I did catch the new God of War trailer.
There's a new God of War trailer.
There is a new God of War trailer.
Oh, I need to see that. I watched the new Spider-Man trailer.
The new Spider-Man trailer looks pretty solid.
Now we're going into the Game Addicts realm.
All right, see.
Journey into Comics Network.
But there's...
We tried to jump into movies and it just missed, and then it's like, all right, we slipped into games. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
It definitely, the new God of War trailer, without spoiling too much, highlights more of Kratos and his son giving him more lore and what certain creatures are around him, and it places.
Yeah, I mean,
it gives you more of a feel of why his son's there, and it's not just.
His
mindless
son,
smashing things.
I was wondering if they were going to do like another trailer for like and showcase his son more, because his son is going to be such an integral part of the adventure that you go on.
Yes.
And I can't wait for that game because I love God of War. God of War Ascension was a bit of a disappointment in terms of gameplay and story. Not so much gameplay, but mostly the story. It was just very... I don't know. It wasn't the same Kratos. I mean, given it was before, and it was before everything, and it was basically right after he murders his family.
Mm.
So he's very remorseful, very regretful. He doesn't quite have that rage yet.
Right when he first became that ghost of Sparta.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one I actually did not pick up and play. I've played all the other ones. The first two are like my hands down favorites.
Yeah.
Just because how deep and complex a lot of the puzzles and storyline
got right.
with you. What, like you would just get frustrated because you're like, I know the answer to this puzzle is here, but it'd be right in your face and you couldn't see it until you just got angry and started attacking everything, and then suddenly there it was.
I don't know any game that has made me rage more than the first God of War. At a very specific point, I remember it was in Hades, and there was like these spinning columns that had blades every so often, and you had to navigate up them while they spun, with these blades coming around. If you got touched by these blades one time, you fell all the way to the bottom. But as you're falling down, you can also keep getting hit by the blades, so you're just dying. And I raged so fucking hard. So fucking hard.
That sounds almost comparably as awful as the Water Temple in Ocarina of Time.
Those water spiders knocking you off a level and then not finding that key.
Just the most annoying fucking shit in the world.
And then you realize, oh wait, utilize my blue tunic and these heavy boots, and then all is good in the world.
Not all is that helps, but all is not good in the world in the Water Temple ever. It just always sucks. Maybe it's because I just wait so long in between playing it that I forget how to do it.
It was just that one part. Well, the mirror link and that part finding that one key that was under the lift in the tower, in the central tower.
Having never played Ocarina of Time, I remember watching my uncle play that level specifically, and I was like, wow, this sucks. I was like 7 or 8, but
yeah, it was a good game.
I was like, this sucks. I never got into Zelda. Never did.
I'm still contemplating buying another 3DS and that game just so I can play it again.
It's so good. I played a lot of the Zeldas, but I've missed the past couple. I've heard nothing but great things about Breath of the Wild, so I really want to get into that.
Guys, I think this is a bruise with dudes first. I finished my beard before.
Yeah,
before
my God. All right, hold on. Austin, I need to finish our fucking
Wait,
beers real quick.
I am the one behind, and I finished first last time.
Jeez. Come on, guys. Get my on my goodness. Level.
Wow.
It is so good, though.
It happened.
It really was
that,
so good.
That Sex and Candy was really a trick and treat all in one.
Mm.
Oh, on this. Have
the
we
trick was that...
Have we mentioned what day it is today?
We mentioned it was Halloween. Okay. It was a special Halloween.
Special Halloween edition of Brews with Dudes.
I guess I missed that, and all I heard was we were talking about our Halloween weekend.
Well, man, you were a little... I think you were still kind of dazed out after all that sauce and sauce you had.
Yeah, you're...
You smashed that those nugs hard.
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, yeah, I did. Man, I on my way here, I picked up a 20-piece nugget from Wendy's, and they have this new stuff called Sawsome Sauce. And it's just the best thing ever.
It's just delectable. I'm thinking about just popping one open and tonguing it out. You
hey,
know, just...
They're there. They're
hey,
there
there's two
you.
There. You want to tongue it out together?
You first.
I haven't had the Szechuan sauce from McDonald's.
Me
but,
neither. It can't live up.
It's not going to live up to your expectations.
Okay. Well, I'm lucky I have the Sawsome sauce then. That is readily available.
Sawsome beats Szechuan, I think.
As an enjoyer of Rick and Morty, I can't say I'm a fanboy. I never got myself thinking I'm smarter than everybody else because I watch a cartoon.
You're not pretentious about your Rick and Morty fandom?
No.
Some would argue you're not doing it right then.
Some would. Also think a cartoon makes them smarter than everybody else.
There are some of those folks.
So today, I have already decided my costume for next year.
Is it Deadpool?
It could be Deadpool related, but I am completely okay if it is not Deadpool related.
I feel like I fell short on my group costume idea this year.
Yeah.
As in all of us going as our comic selves from the Chris Charles comics.
Oh, yeah. We came up with that idea way too late. If I don't do my idea, I am down to do that next year.
I think we should just prep for that anyway, because those costumes are going to be really easy.
Do you guys just want to do it for LaFeyCon?
There we go.
Yeah. We have till like April, I think, or whenever it is.
I think I need to get a Viking helmet and a sword.
I just need to get some kind of box item, a loincloth, and I don't know.
We need to get wooden water bucket with eye holes and Viking horns on it for you. Nick needs a rad red shirt with a ponytail and bangs.
You need to get
I'm halfway
bangs.
There.
You need to get those bangs, man. I'm very okay with my costume next year, whether it's Deadpool-y or not. I'm just going to go ahead and reveal it. Did you guys remember the show Doug on Nickelodeon?
Oh, yes. Are you going to be Skeeter?
I'm going to be...
Doug
no.
Pool.
I'm going to be Quail Man.
Quail Pool.
I've always wanted to do it, but today I was just like, you know what? I'm doing it. I'm doing it next year. Unless I come up with something better. I hope... Unless next year there is a new Basic Bitch costume.
You are the first
you
to go
are
for
a
the
basic bitch.
This year I was planning on doing the... like a week before Halloween, I was at the Halloween store with my girlfriend, and I saw all the Wonder Woman costumes. I'm like, why don't I just do that again? But then I was like, you know what? Wonder Woman isn't nearly as trashy as Harley Quinn. I can't make Wonder Woman look as trashy as Harley Quinn.
Oh, yes, you can.
I mean, I could, but nah.
I wrote a haiku about how trashy Wonder Woman is.
Let's hear it.
I have not memorized it.
All right, so...
And my haiku was more about a Wonder Woman pest dispenser and how trashy it is, because you just rip her head back and take what is sweet within.
Wow.
Leaving her empty.
So next on the docket is my beer that I brought. It is the Immortal IPA by Elysian.
And one Justin Hoffman would say it's owned by Budweiser.
Budweiser? So we're breaking the Justin Hoffman rule. But it's okay.
Because we don't care.
Because we don't give a fuck.
6.3% alcohol by volume. What is the IBU? I don't see it anywhere.
Oh, it's got a very strong amber taste.
It smells like it's bitter, so the IBUs are probably high.
Let's see. This the imagery where I'm looking at, it looks like Zeus clutching a lightning bolt.
Good.
It's lit. It's not nearly as cloudy as the Sex and Candy. Is it on there?
But the amber color
gives a little synapse over here.
Okay,
like.
So the Immortal India Pale Ale, refreshing, hoppy, and well balanced. The Immortal is a Northwest take on a classic English style, golden copper in color and loaded with New World hop flavor and aroma.
That face, Austin. The one I just made. There's no words I'm going to use to describe the beer better than that face.
I think I gave the same face right back at you.
I didn't see it.
It's kind of like a kind of a sideways face. Like a...
All right, is that a disappointment face?
It's a not quite... It's a taste that I've tasted in a lot of different beers, but I've not yet figured out exactly how to describe it.
It's very front-heavy with the flavor, and it just...
I just got a whiff of it. Wow.
Drops out of the back.
It hits your tongue immediately, yeah. And then it's not that bad on the down, but...
On the down, it's very, like, just cool and refreshing, and there's not a whole lot of flavor that wraps up and goes down with it, but it's all up front.
So I'm just...
Yeah, I'm getting that.
I've had this one before, and I've taken a couple drinks of this. I'll be the first to say, I believe... Did we do an Elysian on episode 1?
Did we? I don't think so.
Yes, we did.
We did.
But my point being is, I believe this is the second or third Elysian that we've had, and it's not on my list. No.
We had an Elysian this coming week.
last week on Podcastrophy, we had the Dayglow. That's what I'm thinking of. And the Dayglow, no offense, Immortal.
Excellent.
Blows
that
this one out of the
excellent.
Water. The Dayglow is probably my favorite Elysian right now. Although Space Dust is definitely up there too.
Yeah. Space Dust is very similar to Zombie Dust.
This tastes like I need a bowl
biscuit?
Of pretzels. A bowl of pretzels and a 1980s football game in front of me.
Mm-hmm. And my self-esteem needs to be just
rooting
a little lower.
Rooting for the Jets in Brooklyn. That's where this beer takes me.
I don't know if I can get more specific than that. I'm down for it, though. It's very tasty.
Yeah, it's not bad.
In a room full of Giants fans.
It's not bad at all. I wouldn't buy it again.
This is better than what we brought last time.
Oh, this is worlds better than what I brought
last
time.
Just a little less ridiculous.
This is worse than what you brought last time.
Well, yeah, I forgot. Your number one was the ridiculous.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's all right.
But
somebody has to like it.
Have you wanted to buy anything you've bought again?
That's fair. For the record, the first episode, I didn't buy anything.
Ooh.
That's true.
So, two for two, I show up and he doesn't want to bring it back.
It was arranged. It was arranged on the first one that I didn't buy.
That's true.
I made arrangements with Nick ahead of time. Said, hey, I'm not going to have time.
Oh, I do have to ask you, since we spoke a little bit about it last week, when did you choose this one this time?
I chose this one. I'm going to tell you right now. I chose that one about 20 minutes before I arrived here.
Not bad.
At the Barberry right beside Wendy's on Veterans Memorial. Not a very big selection of
You, alcohol. Oh, man. If I had known you were over there, I would have told you to go to the 350 liquor store.
That's where I got
the best selection.
That's where I got the Founders good. Last week.
Besides the Bedrock Liquors in Dayton, which that's where I've been going.
Really?
Ooh. And it is
I haven't been there yet, but liquor. They close so early.
Eastway Liquors over on Greenbush and 52 has a solid selection as well.
That's where I used to go to get my Three Floyds, but I haven't been there in a while.
They've actually expanded since then.
That's really interesting. That makes me want
to
go back.
I used to live over there, so I used to go that way, too. 350 Liquors is generally where I pick up my beer.
I stopped going to 350. I used to go there because it's right off of me leaving work, so it's like right there.
Yeah.
Right.
And they've really disappointed me. They've started to really fall short. But I started going there when they were first expanding their craft beer selection, and it's really fallen stale for me. It's a lot of the same thing.
I just chose Barberry this time because I was at Wendy's.
And it was right there?
Picking up my nugs and saw some sauce, and it was right there, yeah.
Solid grab, Dongo.
At least the sauce was. The Elysian, also a solid grab, but I'm going to have to hand it to the Sawsome Sauce for being better.
Sawsome Sauce takes it again.
So far, Sawsome Sauce is number one for the night.
Followed by
Sex and Candy.
The Sex and Candy I will have over the Sawsome Sauce.
I like how you got the nugs as only a vehicle for the Sawsome Sauce.
Yes.
Like, you could have probably got fries or something. Do the same thing.
I have done fries with the Sawsome Sauce, and it is also excellent.
But you opened up with, can I get 6 packs of Sawsome Sauce? And then, what do I want with my Sawsome Sauce? Like, that's kind of how the order went.
I'm going to tell you right now, I may be exaggerating, but that is exactly how the order went.
Pretty much.
No, there's no exaggeration.
It may have happened. It may not have happened. I may have ordered a 20-piece nugget and just been like,
I feel like his girlfriend over here is just nodding. That's what he did.
Ah, the phantom, as she's referred to.
The phantom nod.
Journey in the comics so far. She will make an appearance eventually.
Maybe,
she will.
Maybe she'll want to jump in and say something about the bruise at one point. She's not acting like she likes that idea.
She doesn't like beer.
Even better.
Yet. This is a big part of Dongo's journey doing this podcast. He's trying so many new beers.
I am, and I'm always down for it.
Actually, I'm really enjoying this with Dongo, trying new beers and expanding his palate.
Yes. Because, I won't ever go out of my way and buy new beers for myself just to try. But if it's offered to me, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll try that. Or, like, this podcast, for instance, it gives me an excuse to try it. It's a game, almost.
We've had quite a few people asking the page, sending messages.
Yeah?
Asking about coming and being a part of it.
Oh, that is so awesome.
People want to...
That is so awesome.
It's a cool concept.
I'm so happy for you, man.
We've gone up... Well, your page has gone up. I can't say we... I said week because we're here. But the page, I noticed, has gone up 24 viewers since the last time we did a podcast.
We're killing it. I think people were liking it. I'm interested to see some numbers on if anyone's paying attention or if it's just us listening to it, which is, sometimes you just got to talk to yourself.
I hate to be that guy, but I'm going to strongly encourage burping into the mic.
Yeah? All right. Unless you're able to burp on command, we don't just need it filled with burps all night. Austin, who immediately starts pounding his chest.
He immediately just goes for it.
He's like, all right, let me see if I can rip a couple out.
No, I felt like I've been holding it down for too long. It's bubbling a little low.
It looked like you're about to puke.
Maybe.
That's what Dongo looked like when he was trying some of those beers the other week.
Well, this time I finished first, probably because I wanted to get it over with.
If you're not first, you're last.
So Nick just slams his beer.
That's okay.
Okay. Okay. Ugh. That was okay. I'm gonna go 5.5. Not quite 6.
On the juicy scale?
Not even on juicy, just on juicy. In terms of enjoyment.
In terms of endearment.
Oh, I don't endear the immortal.
Oh no.
Sorry, Elysian. That one didn't do it. I feel like I've had this a couple times now. It just hasn't grown on me. I'm going to find the word eventually to describe what was so strong about that. It tasted like
it should have been nutty and it
was. Lots of rye. Like, I don't know.
These are just happening, man.
Okay.
Oh, that one.
People are going to stop.
Now we're just obnoxious.
People are going to stop listening. Like, man, first they're popping the beers in the mic. Now they're burping into the mic.
Oh, that one was foamy. I feel better, though.
That's what you get when you're hanging out with the dudes.
With brews.
Brews with the dudes. There it was, said one more time. Man, I love beer. So it looks like we're ready for the third one, which it looks like it's going to be my pick, which would be the Boom Sauce.
Boom.
I love that name.
Boom! About to get saucy. That's the theme for this week. Sauciness.
Sauciness.
Last week it was juicy. This week it's saucy.
You know, I about named the episode for Podcastrophe this coming. By the time this is out, it'll already be out. But I about named it Juicy.
Juicy instead of Geely.
Instead, I named it Geely.
Geely. I listened to it today. It was really satisfying to go back through and listen to that.
I listen to my own podcast too, because I like to go back and actually like hear what was said.
Exactly. Sometimes you get lost
like,
in the middle.
What the fuck did I talk about this week?
It's fun finding the moments where you don't remember saying the things, and you're like, what was I doing when this was I just that zoned out that I was just kind of like, yeah, exactly.
Assuming he doesn't have to duck out again, tomorrow I will have Tyler McLaughlin on.
Oh, you will?
Yes.
Mr. McLaughlin.
I have no idea what we're going to talk about. I assume we're going to talk some video games, so a little bit of movies. He's kind of like a jack of all trades. He can talk about anything.
He sure can.
And I'm down. Him and I, we share a common bond in we both really enjoy the video game series Monster Hunter.
Since you've talked about it and I watched that trailer for the new one coming out, World, is that it?
Oh man, I am so excited. I'm so excited for that when it comes out in January, I am going to take a full month off of Podcastrophe. A month hiatus from Podcastrophe. To play this game.
Goodness.
I've been really, really intrigued about the Monster Hunter games. Like, when Monster Hunter 3 dropped, like, I remember watching, for the Wii, I remember watching previews and stuff, and I kept meaning to get it. But by the time it came out, I literally had a stack of at least a dozen games already sitting aside that I had to play through before I could get to it.
And then for Wii U and 3DS, Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate came out. And that was phenomenal. It's Monster Hunter 3, but it's the exact same game. But they added like so much more content and updated the graphics just slightly. But yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, I've only heard good things about the Monster Hunter series.
When it started coming out for PSP in Japan, well, and America, but in Japan, it just went crazy out there because it became nearly as popular as Pokemon in Japan.
You know what game I'm waiting for?
What's
the next installment for? Dragon Quest.
Dragon Quest. Never played any of those.
Oh, the last one I'm most recently familiar with dropping was Dragon Quest IX, Sentinels of the Celestial Sky. I'm probably wrong, but it was Dragon Quest IX. Very good.
Everybody is Snapchatting me right now, and I wish I could check them, but they are all videos. So they can fuck off for the moment.
They can fuck off for the moment. Let's enjoy the Boom Sauce.
Oh, yeah. You directly handed me this.
I want you to. I want you to enjoy it. This is from Lord Hobo Brewing.
Oh, Bo.
From Woburn, Massachusetts. It is,
flavor. That's an interesting scent.
Described as Boom Sauce is one of our New England style IPAs. It's a complex, unfiltered beer with great drinkability. Keep it cold, drink it fresh. Now, guys, I'm gonna break this down for you. I'm going to break it down. Are you ready for this? So, first of all, I see New England style IPA, and I'm sold immediately. Yeah. I like that.
Awesome.
Next, we've got unfiltered, which for some reason, something about that, the past couple beers I've had that are both New England style and unfiltered are absolutely killer.
Yeah.
But then, a word I really like, drinkability. They used all besides juicy. Juicy is my kill switch word. Like I hear it and I'm just like, sold. But they described this in every single way that I want. So
you can't just hear the excitement, you can feel it with the volume and speed of which Nick's voice came out with this beer.
I'm so stoked just from reading it, and then I smelled it and I'm even more excited.
This is the first brew that I've smelled and not liked the scent.
Oh, it's got that fresh hop.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
gonna punch you in the mouth with flavor.
It smells like direct cat piss to me.
Wow.
Wow.
That's what I'm getting.
Dongo's wrong.
Dongo is so wrong.
I could be wrong. I have yet to taste it. We're gonna see.
Let's take a group gulp. Everybody ready now? Here we go. Holy shit.
Oh my lord.
Best beer so far.
Best beer.
Best beer so far.
Smoothest beer so far.
Absolutely.
I'm not gonna say the
goodness.
Best.
Oh, wait. Just stop talking and let it just hold on your tongue for a minute.
Wow.
It's
boom sauce.
Not bad whatsoever. However, it's not my favorite of the night.
All right, you only had one taste.
You're right.
But
I still have a full glass. You're right.
No, I jumped the gun too and was immediately, you know, all about it. But I just don't see my opinion faltering about how amazing this beer is to me.
It tastes way better than it smells, I think.
I love how the, when you hold it up to the light, the smooth golden glow it has.
You're able to see through this one a little bit, much better than the other ones. It's definitely got the yellowy kind of color to it.
Yeah, like
definitely.
It tastes way better than it smells to me.
It tastes and smells dry hopped. If you guys know what that means.
I have no idea what that means. Explain this.
Dry hopping is when you add hops after the boil.
Okay.
Usually during fermentation. Just gives you that final, when the product is finally done, a more hop forward. And from the smell, it definitely gives me the impression that it was heavily dry hopped.
Yeah.
This is the first beer I've ever heard of from, what is it, Lord Hobo? Was that it?
Lord Hobo Brewing Company.
Goodness.
Proudly presents Boom Sauce.
It's a plain can. It's a black can. There's no pictures, just in huge text says Boom Sauce running up the side.
That reminds
me of... You would almost think, just by the looks of the can, that you're getting some sort of stout. Just by the whole, the solid black, and then the gold and yellow and white lettering.
It reminds me of that old beer. I can't remember what brand it was, but it was literally just a can, a white can with black lettering. It says beer. I don't know what brand it was, but I've been told about this.
It's beer.
It's just beer.
Yeah, they were definitely shooting for simplicity with it.
Simplicity. You know, there is so much to gain from simplicity sometimes.
I agree. 7.8 ABV. That's strong.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You know,
it's strong with flavor, strong with aroma.
Now it's strong in my heart. I feel like I have a new relationship with Boom Sauce. I'm so here we are again. We're back on the sauce. We are back on the sauce.
Sawsome brew Boom Sauce.
I thought we caught that wagon out of Sauce Town, but we just fell the fuck off.
Nope.
You know, I have some very fond memories of sauce. Not a sauce. Yes, silly. When I lived here at the Doom Room, and Nick bought his first brewing kit, and I still have pictures of the first brew. Here.
Wow,
that
was years ago now,
or at least part of the first brew. And yeah, that was I think 2 years ago.
That was three or four years ago.
That was 3 years ago because that was that would have been fall or winter of 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And I never got to try that first brew, that first batch.
It was good. That was our American beer.
That was some fun stuff. Yeah, I got some pictures. I'll have to send them to you so you can share them on the page.
Early days.
I still have fond memories of the first Lucibrew batch.
Yep, I was going to say that was the second. I think that was the second beer we made was the Lucibrew.
It was so good.
I think I had that.
That one was we based it off of a Two Hearted recipe.
That's what I was about to see.
And it was pretty good. It was pretty good. Pretty close.
Yeah, I remember that. I've never been too big a fan of Two Hearted. But yeah, it's not bad.
I would say Two Hearted is my standard.
Yeah.
If I go somewhere and they
go to
and they don't have anything new,
that's a lot of people's
I will probably go for a Two Hearted.
It's a lot of people's go to.
I have I haven't had a go to in recent months. I used to have when I was first getting into beers that weren't Bud Light, Miller Lite, Coors Light, I would go with Newcastle Brown Ale.
I tried that once. It was okay.
And now?
That was before I was into beer, though.
But now, if I drink it now, it tastes like dirt water.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It literally
it
tastes like somebody strained
Brown Ale.
My Coors Light through dirt. And it's bad. Like, I used to love it. I used to drink it all the time, and now it just tastes like dirt.
Yeah, I tried that once, and that, like I said, that was before I was really into beer. That was before I was even into Hams, I believe.
Wow.
Hams.
Get it right.
Give
it more class.
It would be Hams if it had the single M, but with the double consonant, with the double M at the end, it's Hams. Plus, it's a German name, so it's Holmes.
Well, when you put it like that.
So I gotta ask, it's Halloween, so, and because I experienced this earlier growing up, if a porch light was not on, did you trick or treat at that house?
Skip it.
I had trick-or-treaters. Okay, given it was also like around 5, 5.30, maybe 6. Still light out.
Skip it.
Still light out.
Skip it.
Go for it.
Dude. Almost had a little bit more come up. But yeah, as a father who just went trick-or-treating tonight, yeah, you don't waste your time on those bullshit houses with no lights.
I had some trick-or-treaters come to my house that I had to turn away because I didn't have candy. I didn't have my porch light on. So it's like
you had your porch light on?
I did not have it on.
Okay.
I did not have it on.
They shouldn't have been there.
They should not.
Should not have been there.
They rang my doorbell. I was like, who the fuck is this? Not even thinking about, trick-or-treaters. I was like, who the fuck's at my door? And then as soon as I look out the window, out my little peephole, I was like, shit. Hey, sorry guys, I don't have candy. And I felt bad, but at the same time, I was like,
so let me guess.
You should have known.
So you're gonna need a new copy of Weedby's latest full length album because you handed out copies of it.
You're right.
You know, I don't have any candy. Flame ass progressive metal CD.
Do you guys like prog? I mean,
beautiful.
This is pretty fire here.
Right. Yeah. This is the fire.
And it's just this little girl in a tutu. It's like,
here
you go.
I will say.
I like Party Ghost.
You could have changed her life.
I will say, check that out.
Well, growing up, if they had enough decorations on the porch that would invite you to look there possibly go there, I would go knock, even if the
front last
porch
year,
light wasn't on, because sometimes you'd get there and all these lights and stuff would go on. Mm-hmm. But if you are not decorated and there's no porch light, leave it the fuck alone.
Last year, we were very decorated. My roommate went all out. And this year, we didn't do jack shit. In fact, the only thing on my porch this year are a bunch of empty oil bottles.
Inviting.
From the garage that he put there.
I'd trick-or-treat that house.
But no, I told this little girl, I was like,
got any
look,
oil?
I love Party Ghost. It's got a badass riff. Croc Barbecue has a very mean breakdown.
Yeah, Rum Gun's got a nice hook.
Croc Barbecue, I correct myself, has a gnarly breakdown.
There we go.
And we thought about salute.
Yeah, we, you know, those are the partiers, you know, those are the party songs, and then everything in the middle is just like, guys,
whoa,
why is this 8 minutes long?
But like I said, I told this girl, this is fire.
This is the flame. Speaking of the flame.
It was funny. Her mom came running with a fire extinguisher after her because she was crying.
Put it out.
Thought her candy was melting.
In all seriousness, though, my copy of Weed Be Beyond the Line of Sanity, plug, is still in the plastic.
What?
What?
Well, I got the digital download.
God damn it.
But it's sealed.
There's good stuff inside.
It's sealed. Therefore, it'll
just
be
good
worth
stuff.
Money someday.
There's maybe. Great stuff.
Hopefully.
Great stuff.
If you fucking do something.
Make Prague great again.
Make Prague great again.
I don't know if that'll be us doing it, but
if you guys,
this beer is definitely heavier. I'm going
it
through
is.
It slower because how heavy the hops are on it. I'm enjoying it.
I'm enjoying it quite a bit myself.
It's heavy.
You know what I've been doing a whole lot of lately, guys?
What's that?
Merkin Orcs.
Oh, yeah. Shadow of
Mordor. I've not moved on to the new one yet. I'm still just whooping the shit out of the...
That's taking me back, because when I lived here, on Black Friday, I managed to snag up Shadow of Mordor for like 15, 20 bucks.
Fuck.
And it was fresh on the market, too.
Yeah.
And then New Year's. That you guys had, we had the show here, right?
Right.
We had the show / party here, mostly party.
Yeah.
I think it was just Boner Joe.
Every
we're really bad
show
at
is a
having
party.
A show and partying at the same time.
Well, that was back.
It turns into mostly just partying.
I think that was the last time we had beer pong here.
Oh man, yeah, we don't pull that out very often.
But yeah, so I think before the show, I was waiting for my then fling at the time. To get off work, and so I was like, "Yeah, I guess I'll play a video game for a little bit till she gets off work." Then out of nowhere, she was like, "I'm off work." I played Shadow of Mordor for a total of 15 minutes.
Was that it?
Yeah.
You haven't played any more of it?
No,
dude, it's a good game.
Okay. So
long story short, he played for 15 minutes, and that's it.
You got it.
Got it.
You got it. Hard. He got that laid out the whole thing.
But 5 minutes into it, after like getting into the combat and all that, and I'm talking about gameplay, not the initial like opening scene and all that.
Right, I'm still with you.
We're
still talking about this fling, right?
No. I'm talking that honestly, yeah, that was about how long it lasted.
Awful.
Awful.
No, so like 5 minutes into actual gameplay and, you know, actually killing some shit, I knew exactly how the game was going to be the rest of the game. So I was, and am I wrong?
There are some cool boss fights. I just fought. So, spoilers. At the very beginning of the game.
It's been out for three years. There's no spoilers.
Your whole family gets killed in front of you.
It's spoiling you because you haven't played it.
I don't
so
give a fuck.
35% through the game, I just killed the guy who killed my family. And that was the best fight so far. He was a fucking badass dude, and he did a bunch of cool magic spells, and no one's done magic so far. It's just been orcs throwing spears at you and fucking murdering you. Like, man, I go in, and you see four or five, and you're like, okay, if I do this quick enough, I'll be all right. 1 minute into combat, and you're totally surrounded on all sides by 30 orcs.
You're looking for those herb on the ground.
Dude. I find so much pipe weed, and I laugh every single time. And I always look at whoever I'm with. I'm like, oh, I found some of that pipe weed. And they're like, and they don't get it. No one gets it. I'm like, don't you remember in the movie? It's the best pipe weed in the Shire. No one remembers. Nobody remembers.
No, I really expected you to start off with that. You know what I've been playing right now? Skyrim.
Not yet. I did just borrow Skyrim from Austin. Because he had, I was hanging out over at his place, and he has the, is it Game of the Year or a Legendary? I don't remember.
It's the PS4 Legendary Edition, which has
everything.
That. Everything.
I has that.
Yeah.
I haven't played it since I bought it. I played it for like a little bit because I modded the shit out of it, and I was like, okay, this is fun.
I
running around with the Blades of Chaos and Kylo Ren's lightsaber.
Dude, what the fuck?
I've beaten the shit out of that game. I don't need to fucking play it legit anymore.
No, I'm asking. You had Kylo Ren's lightsaber in Skyrim?
There's a whole Star Wars mod set.
Legally? That comes with the game?
Yeah, there's a whole... It has mod support on PS4.
It has mod support. You have to download them.
Holy shit. I'm mind blown right now.
Yeah. That's why I'm kind of surprised you're not playing it right now.
They have a revamped system. Or the perk tree. Like, they wow, it's insane.
Dude,
they didn't revamp it. They just perk trees. Continued it from the DLCs.
Yeah. Well, they made an entirely new perk tree for the mod, and it's there's like for blacksmith or for smithing, they have like auto turrets and shit for dwarven auto turrets.
Speaking of new perk trees, you guys were talking about the new God of War trailer. They also released a new trailer for the upcoming DLC for Horizon Zero Dawn.
There's a new trailer for it?
And it shows that they've raised the level cap. I think we talked about that off-air sometime. But then also that they've got two new perk trees for different stats coming out with this new DLC.
Did you see any of these new perks?
I didn't see the perks, but I saw the new... There's a couple new monsters, and it looks fucking insane.
Did you see the Horizon crossover with the new Monster Hunter World?
Yeah, I was about
to
say that. Yeah, you can play as Aloy, and your feline companion can be a watcher.
I'm going to say this real quick. Aloy is like my spirit animal. Aloy is one of my favorite characters in anything that I've consumed, like movies, TV,
and
video games.
Years, right?
Aloy is such a genuine character. She's so just... I don't know how to describe it.
I'm waiting for the loan of this game from you.
Well, like I said, I have to wait for the DLC to come out so I can buy the game, so I can play the DLC, and then after I've beaten the DLC, you can borrow the game. Or you could just ask Dongo, who's got it right now.
Okay, so fun fact.
So, Dongo.
We're all about the game trading here.
So, I went to pre-order the DLC the other day, the Frozen Wild, and it wouldn't let me. Let me tell you why it wouldn't let me. I had already pre-ordered it in the past. So I forgot that
money
I pre-ordered it.
Saved.
I forgot that I pre-ordered it. Like it was probably like a month or two ago, and I didn't remember. But so, yeah, you can fuck off with that. I'm keeping my own copy so I can play my own.
Well,
DLC.
I just want to borrow it.
I know, but
sharing
it's such,
is caring.
It's such a long game. I won't see it until.
Yeah, finish your DLC, then let me borrow it.
Deal. I'm playing Assassin's Creed Origins right now.
I've been looking at that game. I've been looking at several games because I'm looking for a new DLC. But I'm actually more looking towards getting myself a new controller for my PS3 with charge cable so I can start playing the... start playing one of my all-time favorite original PlayStation RPGs called Legend of the Dragoon.
Oh, shit.
Because I have
That's old.
I have it downloaded on my PS3 through the PSN network on there. And I've been really, really itching for, like, some nostalgia and some really good RPG action. Oh, to interrupt my conversation, that bottle you just heard opened is a special edition Stone IPA called Enjoy By, and the date for Enjoy By is 10/31/17,
which is today.
It is a limited run with a... brewed for a short shelf life to be enjoyed immediately and not stored.
Ooh, that was
I've nice. Actually I've had these Enjoy Buys before. I've bought a 6-pack when it first came out, and I drank one beer every week until the end of it, and its flavor changes the older it gets.
Assuming that it has to be consumed. consumed by is...
Yeah, it is date. Enjoy by.
It says 37 days?
Yeah, it is.
37 days. Okay, I see it now. I need to talk into my mic more.
So this is an IPA, and this is...
Not a very strong aroma. Yeah.
The past 2 weeks we've done where I bring out the special beer, but Austin brought up when we did the show last week that he had this very special beer. So since there's only three of us, there's only going to be four beers tonight. So this is the final beer of the night. It is over 9%. So let's give it a whiff.
It's not a very strong aroma.
It's not.
Oh, you can smell the fresh hops though.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's give it a group gulp. Wow. Whew.
Ooh, that's got a very strong middle to it.
That's a double. That tastes like a double.
That's because it's the life of it. It says here on the bottle. Brewed to be enjoyed within 37 days.
And this is the champion beer of the night?
Yeah, this is the champion beer of the night. This is the final beer. This is the first time that we have done pretty much all of one style. These were all considered pale ales.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that we had four different kinds, and every single one has its own distinct flavors. So.
Yeah. And, you know, for a first... Episode 3, Brews with Dudes, I enjoy the champion beer.
Well, there it is, folks. It's officially not the hatred of Dongo beer.
It's not Dongo down.
What do you think, Dongo? He doesn't hate it.
I don't hate it, no.
Damn it.
Is it something I would get? No.
To be fair, Austin picked this one, not myself. So we'll try to hold to the record. If Nick picks the final beer, does Dongo like it?
I don't know. You said we were going to go for the Ooh. Floyd division. The Floyd division.
Well, you would have also probably liked that too.
Yeah. That was I saw that.
Yeah, the Floyd division earlier, really and I'm good. Actually
that Floyd one, division the Floyd three. Division 3. Yeah. I'm excited to get that. I have not had that one yet.
I'm excited cuz it just popped out on the shelves when I grabbed it, so it's relatively fresh. I got the Floyd division 2 and I think I got it late. It had a weird kind of aftertaste. Yeah.
I had it early and it was good, and after I got it later, it definitely feels like it was definitely one of the this style of beer. This actually has a synopsis on it, if I could read it real quick. It says, our all-important hop-driven quest to deliver the most devastatingly fresh IPA on the planet facilitated a paradigm shift in 2012 with the launch of Stone Enjoy By IPA. Not only did we brew this beer with more than 10 different hops, we brewed it specifically not to last. Acclaimed for its groundbreakingly short shelf life, this intense double IPA brought forth a whole new concept of what constitutes fresh, guaranteeing fans' ultimate level of hoppiness.
So this is the, if my memory is correct, this is the second Stone that we've had. Brett on episode 1 brought the Vengeful Spirit, which I bought some of last night.
That wasn't terrible.
It was great. It was the mango and the, it was amazing. So
what did we have on episode 1 again? We've drank a lot since then.
We have drank a couple beers since then. So we're sitting here, guys.
Had some cold ones.
We thought that when we only had three people that it was going to be a shorter episode. We were totally wrong, as usual, because we're drinking the same amount of beer, just splitting it up between three people instead of four. So we're going to try to hop through this real quick. We'll start with Dr. Dongo. We've got the four beers in front of us. The Elysian, the Sex and Candy, Boom Sauce, and the Stone Enjoy By Halloween of 2017. So you've tasted them all. What would you say is your number one? Give us your number two if you need to. What do you think?
Number one is Sex and Candy.
All right. Number one, the first thing.
Number two, Elysian Immortal IPA.
Wow.
I actually enjoyed
what I brought this time.
That's awesome. That's impressive.
I thought you said you weren't going to buy it again.
I won't buy it again, but I enjoyed it.
He liked what he had there.
I liked it more than the boom sauce, the boss sauce.
The boss sauce.
The sauce boss.
I will go ahead and I'll say right there that I will call the boom sauce the boss sauce because I'm going to give that my number one for the night.
Okay.
I really like the sex and candy, so I'm just going to give it a tie between that and the stone. Sorry, Elysian. You didn't stand a chance. So, boom sauce number one, and then I would say the stone and the sex and candy were both equally enjoyable. What do you think, Austin?
The Elysian is on my rock bottom.
Yeah, it didn't touch me the right way.
I couldn't explain the flavor. I want to, but I can't. It gave me that sideways look.
To me, it's just a generic IPA. Like, that's how I got it.
That's not what I want my generic IPA to be, though.
I enjoyed it, though.
Give me a hot second to think about this while I take a drink of this stone and joy by. I gotta go with Sex and Candy for my number one.
Oh, Sex and Candy was pretty good. I like 18th Street.
Excellent.
But excellent. The boom sauce and the enjoy by are my tied second. Solid.
This was a very solid group. It was only four beers instead of five. Thank you once again, Dr. Dongo, for joining us.
Of course.
Breaking in your new Zoom. It's a it's not a Journey into Comics staple, although the head honchos are enjoying theirs. I'm glad that you decided to pick yours up.
Brandon, he's got an H6 Zoom, and he's been using it for about a year now, and he couldn't recommend it more to me, so of course I picked it up, and you know, this is my first time using it, and I enjoy it. This is much better than hauling around a laptop and an 8-channel fucking interface.
Which I was just getting ready to start dropping money into, and then Dongo said he was getting ready to pick one up. I'm like, well, why don't we do an episode or two where I can see how it works, and then I'd rather just drop the money on this bad boy.
It's fairly easy to use. I also have the Zoom H1 now, which is just a straight handheld, like, hey, I'm going to point this in your face, and you're going to
talk into it. We don't need that.
That sounds hard. Annoying for...
It's cool for, like, you know...
Interviewing.
Interviewing. I had it at the Halloween show at Carnahan, but I never managed to use it.
Pulled it out?
You didn't pull out that dongo, did you, Dick?
Nope.
Didn't. All right. now that we were able to finish off on an innuendo... thanks again, Austin. This is 2 weeks in a row for you.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm sure that we'll all be back very soon together. I want to give a quick shout out to the Journey into Comics Network for hosting us. If you're not subscribed to Journey into Comics on Facebook, Patreon, Podbean, there's a million different places you can listen to it. And there's, I think, 8-10 shows now.
7 or 8, yeah, now.
There's quite a few shows. There's stuff about comics, movies, food, and music, and TV, everything.
Yeah,
video games, everything.
We have it all.
There's a little bit of everything. So, thank you for joining us for episode 3 of Brews with Dudes, and we will see you next time.
Yee.
Yee yee.
Austin,
yee. Yee.
Ye is Nick's thing, not mine.
Just do
it. Fuck you, man. Austin.
Just do it.
I'm not going to ride your coattails.
Just ye.
Peer pressure.
Just ye.
Yeah.
You're on our show. Just ye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it. Cut it. Cut it.
Oh, we're done.
God damn it, Austin.